For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Richmond joins Charlottesville and a handful of other Virginia cities in marking today as Indigenous Peoples Day, supplanting the federal Columbus Day holiday. A federal judge strikes down Virginia's law requiring people to state their race when applying for a marriage license. And voter registration is way up in Virginia, and that could be good news for Democrats. This is the WMRA Daily for Monday, October 14th. The city of Richmond is marking Indigenous Peoples Day Monday following a proclamation from Mayor LeVar Stoney. Beth Roach is the tribal councilwoman for the Nottoway tribe. She says this is an important step, but it's about more than renaming the federal Columbus Day holiday.
How do we manage our waters? Like, there's a Nottoway River. Can we co-manage that watershed with our traditional ecological knowledge that we hold? Or Virginia State Parks, they have tons of interpretive signs all over the system. Can we co-write those signs so that they are balanced interpretation? And oftentimes, you know, they're one-sided.
Roach says bringing Native peoples to the table for decision-making is one way to support Virginia tribes. Richmond joins Charlottesville, Falls Church, and Alexandria in recognizing Indigenous Peoples Day. A federal judge on Friday struck down as unconstitutional a Virginia law requiring people to state their race when applying for a marriage license. Sophie Rogers and Brandon Churchill, a Lexington couple hoping to marry on October 19th, refused to answer the race question on their marriage license application. They and two other couples filed suit in federal court, challenging the constitutionality of the question. On Friday, U.S. District Court Judge Rossi D. Alston Jr. rejected a motion to dismiss the challenge. He wrote that the requirement is unconstitutional because it denies the plaintiffs their constitutional right to due process. Alston's ruling also prevents the state from enforcing the requirement, saying it burdens the individual's right to marry. State Attorney General Mark Herring wrote in mid-September that circuit court clerks by law must ask people seeking a marriage license their race, but he said that couples can decline to answer the question. Governor Ralph Northam has placed Virginia under a drought watch. The watch issued on Friday advises residents, local governments, and businesses to use less water. It's meant to get people ready in case drought conditions worsen. The most recent U.S. Drought Monitor report shows nearly 56 million residents are now living in drought conditions in parts of 16 southern states, including Virginia. The drought has ravaged the pastures where cattle and other livestock feed. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's most recent crop report showed that 71% of those fields in Virginia are in poor or very poor shape. Northam said more than half of the state is experiencing a water deficit that could have lasting impacts. The company building the Mountain Valley Pipeline has agreed to pay more than $2 million to settle a lawsuit brought by Virginia officials. Attorney General Mark Herring's office announced on Friday that a consent decree had been reached with Mountain Valley LLC that will resolve the lawsuit filed in December. Herring's office said that Mountain Valley will pay a $2.15 million civil penalty and will submit to court-supervised compliance with environmental protections. It will also pay for additional third-party monitoring. State officials alleged that developers violated Virginia's environmental laws and regulations by not controlling sediment and stormwater runoff. The settlement is subject to a 30-day public comment period before it will be submitted to the court. An outbreak of scabies in Cumberland County schools has worsened. In a letter to parents last week, Division Superintendent Amy Griffin said the district has experienced 12 confirmed cases in the past week, including students and teachers from elementary to high school. Scabies is one of several skin conditions that can cause itching and rashes. It is caused by an eight-legged microscopic mite. Scabies is contagious and can spread very easily from person to person through close physical contact. According to the Farmville Herald, Griffin said the Cumberland County school system is taking extra steps to clean schools and buses. She also encouraged parents to continue to check children daily at home for symptoms. Well, finally today, Virginia voter registration is the highest it's been since 2016. According to data from the Department of Elections, that could help Democrats, whose high turnout helped them win seats in 2017 and 2018. From VPM News, Ben Pavier reports.
The last time Virginia's full legislature was on the ballot in 2015, less than 30% of voters showed up. This year's elections are much more competitive, and voters appear to be more interested. Voter registration numbers through September are on par with last year's midterms, which usually have much higher turnout. And they're up nearly 60% from elections in 2015, with especially strong gains in voters under the age of 25.
That's pretty impressive, dude.
Rachel Bitticoffer is a politics professor at Christopher Newport University.
These factors are all suggesting Democrats are going to have a good day.
If Democrats win both chambers, they'll have control of all three houses of government for the first time since 1993.
That's Ben Pavier from VPM News Reporting. Tomorrow, Tuesday, is the last day to register to vote for the November elections. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoy your Monday.